Well, good morning, party people. It's Aaron Nagler here, Cheesehead TV, coming to you live with your Packers Daily Chat on the old YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. The Packers are back on the practice field later today. We will also hear from quarterback numero uno. That's right, Aaron Rodgers will speak with the media. We'll hear from Coach pretty much almost at the exact same time we hear from Rodgers. So as someone on the beat, you got to juggle. You got to know which Zoom call to be on. Practice makes perfect, even though the Packers don't know who they'll be facing in a little over a week. They will be back on the practice field cleaning things up, probably doing a little self-scout, trying to get things in order, as you are wont to do. And hey, let's face it, during these unprecedented times of COVID-19, what else are these guys going to do? It's not like they can be meandering about, so why not put them on the practice field? Good morning to everybody in the comments section. Good to see you. Only on Cheesehead TV could I be looking at the comments and see a Josh Neiman comment. Like, first thing, baby. That's amazing. You guys are diehards. You guys are the hardcore of the hardcore. Robin, thank you so much. Yes, Olive had a lovely birthday. I can't believe she's 13. That's nuts. Good morning, Aaron. Is there any opponent you're hoping we don't play? Nope. Don't care who it is. Truly don't. I tried to get LaFleur last night to say who he was hoping for, but no dice. But no, there's nobody that worries me. Packers play a clean game, they'll win. Speaking of Coach last night, make sure you check out Packer Transplants on the YouTube and Facebook pages. Really, really gracious of Coach to give us a few minutes. It's always lots of fun to talk to him. He was pretty fascinated by the fact that I get to drink beer on camera. He was really harping on it. But talked about a lot of stuff. Make sure you check that out. Thank you for the great content. While I'm on my morning walk, Sean, you're a better person than I am. I should be out and exercising, but I don't. Matt LaFleur is awesome. I love that he stuck around at the end and heard his little stinger. That was great. Nags, you're not going to shave during our playoff run, playoff beard powers, baby. Yeah, that's the plan. I'm not shaving until it's over. TKM, why aren't you at your post? Thanks for the super chat. At my post, does Ted Thompson get enough or not enough credit? Ooh, that's it. That's a very... What's funny is that, like, it was very, very prevalent across social media to be ragging on and or bagging on Ted Thompson that first kind of year or so of Brian's tenure. But now that Ted bashing has seemingly kind of subsided, which, you know, I expected to happen, but... You know, there is still a great deal of the core, you would say, of this roster that Gutekunst has put together. Still a number of guys that Ted brought in, important guys that Ted brought in. So, yeah, I don't know. It's Brian's team. There's no question about it. No one's trying to take that away. But, yeah, there's still a debt owed to one Mr. Ted Thompson. There is zero question about that. Where'd you say we can see that interview with Coach? Evan, check out the YouTube page. Right now, it's our feature video on Packer Transplants. And on Facebook, you can check out Cheesehead TV's Facebook page. Same thing, Packer Transplants. Happens about half hour into the show. I'll probably clip it, just the interview, and put it up a little bit later today. Did you listen to Adams on Collinsworth and Sherman show? Nuclear Family, thanks for the super chat. It was great, but I feel like he gave too much away. Do coaches talk to players about that? You know, if you're Devontae Adams, you know, and you're the Packers, you've put everything on tape. It's not like 17 weeks are suddenly going to be bust because of something you said on a podcast. And yeah, I'm sure coaches probably wish guys would always be guarded. But, you know, who's stopping Devontae Adams because they listen to a podcast? You know, nobody. Chance of re-signing Tonyan? I think pretty good. I know he's set to be an unrestricted free agent. I would suspect he recognizes how well he has it in Green Bay, but you never know. Maybe if he wants to hit the market and see what's out there for him, possibility someone throws stupid money at him. And at that point, I think the Packers would say, thank you very much for your service. But I suspect they'll get something done prior to the start of free agency. And I don't think it'll be a bank-breaking deal. I think it'll probably be something shorter to allow him couple more years to put up, you know, numbers, have some production, and then, you know, revisit the contract in probably, I would suspect, probably a 3-year deal. But That is completely guesswork on my part. Well, we will see what happens. Philip, thanks for the super chat. That setup for Coach Call yesterday was epic. Really great content. Thank you, Philip. Thanks for checking it out. Thanks for the super chat. Very nice of you. Do I think Matthews will play again? Jennifer, I highly doubt it. There have been plenty of teams in need of pass rushing help that have not given him a call. So I would be very surprised. Chuck at MTB, thank you for the super chat. I'm loving Jair's Island. I haven't been this excited about our secondary since Nick Collins and Sir Charles Woodson. Go Pack, go. They have come to play at the absolute best time for the Packers. There is zero question about that. Corey and I talked about it on transplants last night. They're playing fast. You can tell they're marrying concepts that they've seen on film with, you know, what they're watching kind of transpire in front of them. Foot in the ground, go after the ball, tack it. We saw, you know, Kevin almost had a pick six. Shannon probably should have had a pick six. And then we've seen a number of batted balls. These guys are really breaking well and playing fast and playing without, they're not really overthinking. They're not analyzing. They're in the moment reacting. And that's exactly what you want back there. Gots to love it. Dave, thanks for the super chat. Is Adam's great footwork coached by the wide receivers coaches, or is that something he has learned himself? Seems like it's gotten a lot better recently. He's always been pretty damn good, but it is something he has developed, I would say, mostly on his own in the offseason with the people that he works with out in California. That's not to say that, you know, the coaching that he's gotten in Green Bay hasn't helped, but a lot of that is his own work. And it is unique. What he does getting off the line of scrimmage is unparalleled in the NFL and something that I don't think a lot of guys could do if they even wanted to try it. Transplants will get Rodgers eventually. Not so sure I agree with your police work there. Sandy, thank you so much. Thanks for checking it out. Have you tried to get Bob on transplants? Jared, back in the day, I asked Bob McGinn on every year. And he was always very nice about it, saying no, but he never came on. And then I worked with the man, and that was that. James with the ice cream recommendations in Door County. County Creamery in Sister Bay. Lemon cookie, goat milk, gelato. I'm all in, man. Next time I'm there. Can't wait. Josh, thanks for the super chat. Best pass rusher Billy Turner will see the rest of the way. I mean, we got to see who they play. Probably, I would think, JPP, if the Bucks end up coming to Green Bay. That'll be a fun matchup. No question about it. Any guest plan for the watch party? Brett, not at the moment. We do have another special guest next week, though, for transplants. And this one I can actually publicize. Leroy Butler will join us next week on Packer Transplants. So be sure to check that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. Leroy, obviously, with huge news earlier this week about being a finalist for the second year in a row in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But also, some would say more importantly, he is launching a new vodka. It's going to be amazing. I can't wait. They're sending some to, I think, to Corey in Green Bay in Wisconsin. Can you imagine Rodgers sipping tequila on a Cheesehead TV happy hour? Well, yes, I can. Which NFC game do you think has the biggest upset potential? I know a lot of folks have pegged Washington's ability to get after Brady as, you know, a reason that Washington might be able to upset the Bucs. I just can't see their offense producing anywhere near enough to win that game. Outside of that, I couldn't tell you. But I think if there is, you know, the capability of possibly creating some turnovers, give, you know, Washington some short fields, maybe it happens there. But I think that's, you know, highly unlikely. Catch me on transplants, make it happen. Oh, my God. Whew. John, thanks for the super chat. Feels like Lazard has not been very involved since returning. Do you think the injury is still lingering? I wouldn't. I wouldn't agree with that. B, I would temper yourself when it comes to maybe not producing either in the box score or on the highlight reel with quote unquote not being involved, because he has. Go back and watch that game on Sunday. He has a number of really important third down catches, and his work in the run game cannot be understated. It's always going to be the Devontae and Aaron Jones show. After that, it's going to be crumbs for everybody else. And there are going to be weeks where guys rise and fall. You saw, I mean, we know MVS should have had two touchdowns. And prior to last week, he went, like, 3 or 4 weeks without, you know, mostly, like, minimal targets, let alone catches. So just because a guy isn't producing in the box score doesn't mean he's not playing well or what have you. I think Lazard will rise and fall from week to week, depending on the opponent, what the defense is trying to do. At some point, he's going to be called upon, because you know at some point in this playoff run, there's going to be a team that just goes all out to roll everything towards Devontae. And that will be a time when, you know, not only Lazard, but Tonyan and Jones and everybody will have to pick up the slack, so to speak. Imagine if DeGuara hadn't gone out. Oh, Matt, next year. Three more games, get it done. That's what I'm talking about. Three more games. And then raise the Lombardi. Let's go. Let's go, says Spencer. That's correct. Really, is there anyone that stops us from the Super Bowl in Lambeau? Richard, only the Green Bay Packers can stop themselves. I keep saying it. I'm going to keep saying it. They're 10-0 when they don't turn their ball over. They've turned the ball over the last 2 weeks and won anyway. Only the Green Bay Packers can beat the Green Bay Packers. I'm a Packer fan in Barcelona. When do you see the Pack coming to London? Oh, Santiago. I hope next year, but we'll see. It's so hard to get a team to give up a home game. You know, we know the Packers will never give up a home game for a London game, but then you got to turn around and convince one of these other teams to give up a home game, because Packers fans travel so well, looks like yourself, worldwide. Packers fans are everywhere. None of the teams want to give up those gate receipts. So we'll see. Maybe the NFL will incentivize a team to go play the Packers over in London. But I tell you what, when and if and when it happens, Cheesehead TV will be there. There is zero question about it. Lombardi coming home. That's what I'm talking about. Charlene! Hello from across the world. What's up, Charlene? Look at you guys getting the big boys on transplants. Happy to see it. Great job, you guys. This is going to be a rocking 2021 with a Super Bowl, baby. Charlene, from your super chat to the football god's ears, thank you so much for your continued support of Cheesehead TV. You are the absolute best. 10,000 fans, let's go! That's right, referencing Corey Banky's report. That's right, Corey Banky broke some news last night. What the hell? The Packers are planning, in the planning stages, of allowing close to, probably a little under 10,000 fans into the stadium for the divisional round game. So we'll see how that shakes out. And I know, you know, look, I'm not worried about the game itself. People will be masked up and socially distanced. I have zero question about that. I just hope the Packers put some kind of, you know, mechanism in place to triple down on letting people know you're in the game and then you're in the stadium and then you're out. Like the surrounding area pre and post game is what I would be worried about if I were a health official, what have you. I know we talked to the mayor of Green Bay on Packer Transplants a couple weeks ago, and the city is in full support of this idea. So we will see what safeguards and protocols are put in place. But I tell you what, for the game, to hear fans at Lambeau, oh, God. Yes, please. I was super high on EQ prior to his injury last year. Any chance you think he usurps MVS completely? I would doubt it completely, Andy. They're very different guys, very different receivers. MVS clearly has that insane speed that makes him really difficult deep. EQ has the possibility, I mean, the chance to be a more complete receiver. I don't think there's any doubt there. But, you know, MVS gives you an element there that just can't be replicated. And I'm not just talking about comparative to EQ. I'm talking about to any receiver in the NFL. He is one of the fastest dudes in the league. And that is always going to put him, you know, forefront to the minds of people calling plays and designing things and trying to get the ball deep, or even just to take the top off and let people work things underneath. That will always put him in the rotation, so to speak. Do you think Green Bay will run some no huddle offense on this run? Justin, Corey was talking about that last night on Transplants. And I thought that was a really good point. The fact that they haven't really done a lot of that this year. And it is something we talked with Coach about during the offseason, the sense of maybe using that as a bit of a, you know, a change of pace, something that teams may not be expecting. It wouldn't surprise me, but we haven't really seen them go to it much, if at all, this year. So we'll find out. But I would love it. I would be down for it. But we all know, you know, Aaron likes to, you know, get to the line of scrimmage and get all that information prior to pulling the trigger there. Very much hoping we get EQ's brother in the third round. Don't know anything about the kid. Just think it would be cool. that'd be great. Engaged guys, just the Bears still suck. You just type in facts into your computer, man. That's dope. More TDs than punts. Insane. Go Pack, go. That is an insane stat. Aaron Rodgers threw more touchdown passes than the Packers, more times than the Packers punted. That is absolutely insane. Planning on doing 3 records this year. If the Pack wins the Super Bowl, I'm sharing all those albums with every Packer fan here in the chat. Really? Corey, that's what I'm talking about. Spread the wealth, buddy. Are we all aware that the Packers are 4-5 at home in our last 9 playoff games? Pass is not prologue. Who cares? Doesn't matter. That's not this team. What's happened in, you know, the last 4, 9, 10, 20. I mean, we went into that game against Michael Vick back in the day saying, oh, we've never been beat at Lambeau, and then they got beat. So now we can't turn around and say, oh, they've lost all these games at Lambeau. Who cares? Doesn't matter. It's a new day. It's a new team. How many playoff games has Matt LaFleur lost at Lambeau Field? 0. So, I'm down for it. Let's go. I don't care who it is. I'm going to kick their ass. Is Rodgers getting MVP? Jennifer, I got to think so. I'll be absolutely shocked if it's anybody else. He did win NFL Offensive Player of the Month this morning, which, of course, is an award given out by 345 Park and is really just a PR thing and doesn't really mean anything. But he did win it today. So congratulations to him on his way to, yes, what I suspect will be his 3rd Most Valuable Player award for the NFL. Really feel bad for Bakhtiari that he can't be out there for this title run. Zach, absolutely, man. You're just gutted for the guy. It's funny, too, because when we had him on the podcast last year when he came over to Corey's house, we spent basically the afternoon with him during training camp last summer. And, you know, we talked about how different his mindset is as far as coming into camp and all the things that you're thinking about now as opposed to when he was a younger player. He's like, now all I think about is, you know, let's go win a Super Bowl. That's it. It's what I drive to work for every day, blah, blah, blah. So then to fast forward, now they're on the doorstep, 2 games away from playing in 1, and he can't be out there. Your heart just breaks for the guy. I fucking hate it. You know, it's football. It's part of it. You know, it's part of this game we love, but God damn, it's hard. It's hard to think about. Definitely. Curtis, let me tell you something. I hearken back to the days when, you know, I was just here by myself talking Packers to Corey on the phone. That's pretty much how Cheesehead TV started. And now here I am, fine folks joining me, almost 500 people each and every morning, 500 lost souls, talking Packers each and every day. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty nuts. Tulio, thank you for the super chat. Thanks for the daily show. Thanks for checking it out. Cheers. Go Pack, go. Packers fans worldwide. Who do I like in the AFC? The Bills, Thomas. I know everyone loves the Chiefs, but to me, the Bills are the more complete team, and I am anxiously awaiting that AFC championship game because that's who I think it'll be, Chiefs and the Bills. Give me the Bills in that one. No, I'd like Tampa Bay and Green Bay and get that sweet revenge. I'm with you, man. I said it yesterday. I want Tampa. I want Tom. I want it. Bring him to Lambeau. In the cold, 400-year-old Brady trying to throw in the elements. I want it. I want all of that. Bill, what's going on in Iowa? Hello from New York. Good to see you, buddy. Hit like, people. Hit like. Hit subscribe on the channel. Lost Boys, great film. I know it's because I said Lost Souls, but you said Lost Boys. That's a great movie. What's funny is, like, it's not a great movie. If you go back and you watch it, it's, like, kind of cheesy as hell. But I know for of its time, it was very influential. And I still like it. So there you go. Doug Evans picking the Super Bowl was legit. Doug Evans was legit. Oh, man. Corey gave Craig Newsome a shout-out yesterday. Shout-out to the old secondary, 90s secondary. That was good stuff. We didn't come to play against Tampa last time. Oh, Matthew, you got that right. There were a lot of things that went wrong in that game. And Rodgers had his worst game of the year. So I don't suspect that repeats. Let's put it that way. Sports ball thoughts. Love it. Cheers from Rome, Italy. Valerio, hello. Thanks for watching. Go Pack, go. Packers fans worldwide, you got to love it. What's my question for Rodgers? I don't know yet. I don't know. I got a couple in mind. You're just going to have to wait and find out. I'll leave it there on a cliffhanger. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day here on Packers Daily. It really means a lot that you make Cheesehead TV part of your daily Packers routine. I know there are a lot of outlets out there, a lot of coverage for you to digest. And the fact that you utilize Cheesehead TV in any way for your enjoyment of the Green Bay Packers and the Green and Gold. Really means a lot to myself, to Corey, and everyone at Cheesehead TV. Thank you so much. Like I said, make sure you check out Transplants. Coach was a lot of fun. Always good to hear from him. Please hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.